us KJV, sorry. This matter is by the decree of the watchers and the demand by the word of the holy ones, to the intent that the living may know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men, and giveth it to whomsoever he will, and setteth up over it the basis of men, the least of men. God rules over the kingdoms of men. God rules over territories. He rules over institutions. He rules over establishment. He rules over parastatals. And he giveth to whomsoever he willeth. FMC will be given to whosoever God wills. Not the choice of a particular group of people sitting somewhere. We stand as watchers and we decree that as watchers we reject every form of imposition over this center. That as watchers, this center will be handed over to a leader that fears the Lord. As watchers, we decree that this center will be handed over to one that will do the will of God. One that will establish the kingdom of God. Not just doing the will of God concerning his kingdom, but doing the will of God as it reflects the kingdom of God in the lives of men in the name of Jesus. That one will not be found wanting. We decree as watchers that no matter the manipulations of men, that the will of God will stand in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Now, before you sit, I want you to pray for somebody by your right or left. Don't hold the hand of the pen and say, Father, please give this my neighbor an encounter with your word. And let his life or her life never remain the same. Go ahead and pray for that fellow. It is encounter with the word of God that brings transformation in the life of anyone. Rekapo shigala bagadesh kin brele kondi kapatala bagada. Ezevro koshi kapatala magozonto kologada bada. Rekapara labande kondi kapande kelegele begele bedeshi kapatala bada. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Second prayer, you're going to pray for that your neighbor. Say, Father, I present this my neighbor before you. Whatever burden he is carrying, Father, we agree today that that burden is lifted. Your peace takes over this life in the name of Jesus. Please go ahead and pray for that fellow you're holding right now. Present that fellow before God right now. Lakashigele kora bande kinti la bagadeska. Rapa shakata la brogodoko sintekele bedesh. Ikapando sotolo galabandi kapara la bandia. Ishkibaka dosi tala bagalabadas. Rinka kondi kapara gadeskunda la bondia. Ratakata la bagalakata la mahande kaletosa. Lord, we pray that burdens are lifted this morning. Burdens are lifted this morning. Your peace that passes all understanding, Lord God Almighty, is flowing in our hearts and soul right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Say, Father, as our hands are joined together, please, Father, unite the believers in FMC Kefi together. Say, Father, whatever the devil is doing to tear down the body of Christ in this center. It shall not stand. Go ahead and make that declaration right now. Rakala bagaladashantele godogala bagadashka. Ekaralabande kente karabagadashka lekadosutala bagada. Likuram breten de kunte keletosi intala bragados on toba. Esakata la bagalatos intelegedebende. Ikasha galagala mandosotola bagadoska. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your holy name. Glory to you, Lord. Take all the praise, Lord. Amen, amen. Blessings and glory. You can leave the person you're holding. Wisdom, thanksgiving. Say, Father, we thank you. We bless you. Thank you because you are a prayer answering God. Thank you because you are doing exceeding abundantly, more than we ask or think or even imagine. May your name be glorified in our midst this afternoon. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Please, you may be seated. God bless you and you're welcome. Hallelujah. We have prayed for this center and we trust that the Lord will answer our prayers. Is he will answer or he has answered? So the Lord has answered our prayers. Hallelujah. I want to encourage us to be ambassadors of Christ even in this center. And one way to do that is whenever you're coming to fellowship, it will not be out of place to invite your brother. Some people actually want to come, but they forget. So you that you always remember, if you tell them, I'm going to fellowship, they say, ah, thank you. The person will follow you down here. Amen. I say, amen. Amen. You see, no matter what the devil is doing, the foundation of the church stands sure. No matter the onslaught of the enemy, one thing is sure. The Lord says, I will build my, and the gates of hell shall not do what? It means even before the church was built, the Lord knew that the gates of hell were going to stand up against the church. And there's no place that you mention the name of Christ that the gates of hell will not want to raise their heads against. You see, the only person that is not being attacked by the enemy is the one that has become his slave. That's the only one. In as much as you want to walk in the path of light, darkness will always want to fight. But one thing is sure. John 1:5 says what? He said, the light shines and the darkness will never, never overcome it. Your light will continue to shine. The darkness will not overcome it. In the name of Jesus. And one way to fight darkness is when we are together as one. That's one way to fight darkness. Is when we are united as a people. But we know that we are here for a common cause. The other day I was talking in the church and I told them, I said, listen, the kingdom of darkness does not have anything called love. There's no love in the kingdom of darkness. I'm sure we know that. If we have three demons here now, each of them is planning to kill the other one. So the devil does not know love. It doesn't, the language love is not in his dictionary. It's not.
And yet, the kingdom of darkness is united. Very united. Now, the question is, why are they united if they don't love each other? Why?
It's just like our politicians. You think politicians love themselves? If you see three politicians now contesting for an office, it's praying how this one will become sick so that he will not contest again. How this one, something will happen to this one. Let him stand alone. But it gets to a point where you see them, they are so united.
Now, what is it that makes even demons to be united?
Everybody say purpose.
Say it like you mean it. Say purpose. When you have a common cause, it calls for unity.
John 10:10 tells us that the thief cometh not but for to.
That is the agenda of Satan. And every demon in hell knows that they have one purpose. And that purpose is to steal, kill, and destroy. And because of that, they run with that agenda to ensure that they fulfill it. It's a mandate that their chief has given to them. And so as believers, you don't need to like the face of the other believer for you to be united with that believer. Why? Because we have a common cause. And that common cause is Christ. If you are here because of somebody, then you have missed it. But if you are here because of Christ, you are in the right place. If you are going to church because of somebody, then you missed it. But if you are going to church because of Christ, then you are right. What unites believers is one common cause, and that is Christ. We come from different denominations, different backgrounds, different communities, different tribes. But we are united because we serve the same Lord. And if you are here, you are not serving that Lord, then you are in the wrong place. And if you are serving that Lord, then you have every reason to fight for his cause. You have every reason to fight for his purpose. You have every reason to speak up for his cause. And what is his cause? That his kingdom will be established in this place. I pray that we will be like Esther. That will say, even if I perish, I what? But what I know is that this is my time. You see, Mordecai told Esther, he said, who knows whether God has raised you for such a time as this. What I'm saying is that we ought to be united, even in your place of prayer. This is the time to pray. This is the time to pray for the body of Christ. This is the time to pray for the leadership of this place. We will not stay until somebody comes, then we'll start praying, Father, change him, Father, touch his heart. No. The Lord will bring a changed person whose heart has already been touched and who will pursue the agenda of heaven. Praise the name of the Lord. Last week, we spoke on stewardship. We said, God has given us resources and he wants us to steward those resources. And we spoke on one aspect or one resource that God has given us to steward. And we say it is called our temple, our body. That every one of us has been given a body and God wants you to steward your body for his glory. He wants you to use your body for his glory. God does not want you to use your body in a way that will not bring glory to him. We define stewardship as using whatever God has given you in God's way to bring glory to the name of God. And if we understood that, this morning I'll be looking at stewardship of time. It will be very brief. Stewardship of time. Another resource that God has given to us is time. Everybody say time. Say time. God has given every one of us time. Time is a gift to humanity. Nobody created time. None of us sitting here. God created time and gave time to man. Let me show us a scripture. Genesis chapter 1. God lives in eternity, right? Time will fail us to define what that means. But let's see Genesis chapter 1. The day God created time.
Genesis chapter 1 verse 14 and 15. He said, and God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Verse 15. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. That was the day God created time. God himself is not subject to time. He created time for man. God lives in eternity. Eternity does not have a beginning. Eternity does not have an end. It's only in time that we have a beginning and we have an end. And anything that is living within time, that thing is blessed. Because time is God's precious gift to humanity for a reason. You see, the day Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, the Bible said God asked them out of the garden. And then God set two cherubims to guard the path to the tree of life. Have you asked yourself why? Why did God do that? Why did God not allow them to eat of the tree of life so that they would live forever? They ate of the tree of good and evil, and man became corrupted. But in the garden was also another tree called the tree of life. And the Bible said, God guarded the tree against fallen man so that man will not eat of that tree. You know why? If man has eaten of that tree, man would have been damned forever. The reason is because in eternity, there is no reversal. In eternity, there is no what? There's no reversal. Whatever is done in eternity stays like that. And maybe you have asked yourself, why is it that the devil and his demons can never be forgiven? Because they did not sin in time. They sin in eternity. They sin in eternity. And any blunder or sin committed in eternity is irreversible. And so God, out of the love he has for man, he needed to guard the tree of life so that man will not eat of his fruit. And his sin becomes irredeemable. If man has eaten of the tree of life, man would have been irredeemable, because he would have eaten it in his iniquity, and that would have been an eternal sin. But you know what? God safeguarded man and drove man into time where he can redeem man, because in time, man is redeemable. If you are with me, say amen. In time, man is redeemable. So God gave us time so that we'll be able to make choices, we'll be able to make decisions, we'll be able to change our lives, change our ways, change our patterns to conform to his plans for our lives. I pray for you this morning. May you not waste that time. Let me tell us a few things, because we don't have time and then we'll wrap up. Time is a common commodity that God gives to every man. Whether you are black or you are white, Nigerian or Asian, wherever you are from, whether you are rich or poor, everybody has the same number of hours in a day. Pastor P, do you have 26 hours? Everybody has the same number of hours. The same 24 hours. So you see, God gave every one of us equal number of time. What you are and what you become depends on how you use your time. What you are, what you become, depends on how you use your time. What you do with your time determines what you become in life. What you do with your time determines what you become in life. We are seated down here as different professionals. Based on the time we invested into schooling. All of us may be called graduates, but not all of us put in the same amount of time in school. There are some that put in 5 years.
some 3 years, some 4 years, some 6 years, some 7 years, and so on. So time is key to who you are and what you become in life. And that is why you must take time very seriously. The Lord wants you to steward it for His glory. Because of time, thank God we are talking time, and now because of time. Praise the name of the Lord. Time is life. Life is measured by time. Life is measured by time. That is the purpose of life. Anybody that squanders time squanders his life. Praise God. But let me say this quickly. I'm just touching here and there. We don't have time. Time is the currency of life. Every human is given the same amount of currency. And like every money, time has to be spent wisely. The same thing you do with your currency, the same thing you do with time. And I wrote something here that I would like to read. It said, time can be spent either wisely or foolishly. Everybody's spending time, just like everybody's spending money. But you can spend it wisely or you can spend it foolishly. And however you spend your time, it will reflect in your life. Hear me, brothers and sisters. The quality of your life is a function of how you spend your time. How you spend your time as a believer will determine the quality of believer you are. How you spend your time as a child of God will determine the kind of child of God, the quality of... That's the quality of child of God. That you are. All is about how you spend your time. How do you spend your time? That's the question I want to ask us this morning. As we round up, time is used to buy life. Time is used to buy life. You become whatever you buy with your time. And this morning I want to ask us just one question as I wrap it up. What are you buying with your time? As we live here this morning, I want you to go back and ask yourself this question. What am I buying with my time? Like I used to tell people that work under me, I say, look, you are not just employed to work. What you are being paid for is for your time. And that is why you are expected to be in the office, whether there's work or no work, between 8 and 4. Because you are paid for your time. It is your time that they bought. MTN has become so smart and Globalcom, all telecommunication. They have decided to compress time that God gave you free into some numbers. And they are selling it to you. And they call it what? Airtime. Airtime. For you to talk, you have to pay. But God gave it. So what are you buying with your time? There are people that have bought sicknesses with their time. Because they use their time to go to the wrong places, associate with the wrong people, and their health is in chaos. There are people whose marriages are in trouble today because they bought trouble with their time. What are you buying with your time? Time. Whatever you buy with your time, you will have it. You will have it. There are people that have bought peace of mind with their time. There are people that they have made decisions with their time that have taken them to where they are today. And instead of envying them, learn how to invest your time. Because time can be invested and time can be wasted. May you not waste your time. The important thing you should note as I wrap up this morning is that each time that is wasted is a life that is wasted. And anyone that wastes his time is wasting his life. Because time is a measure of life. And that is why if they ask you, how old are you? You see how many times you have lived on earth, how many years? That is time. And I want to ask you, Sama, between January and now, how is the investment of your time? How have you used it? Have you squandered it? Have you wasted it? Did you invest it? Did you lose time? But thank God that you are in the kingdom. And in this kingdom, there's a mechanism in which God has placed to help you redeem your time. So that even if you have wasted, lost, or squandered your time, that you are still alive is a blessing that you can redeem your time. And God is giving you that privilege this morning. And that is why this message is coming. Have you lost your way in the course of this year? Have you lost your path? Thank God there is still a time to redeem. What about your life? Your life cannot be only be redeemed in time, in eternity. If you have not redeemed your life here in time, there is no redemption in eternity. Anyone that is lost in time is lost forever. I charge you this morning by the mercies of God. What are you buying with your time? Are you buying joy? Are you buying happiness? Are you buying peace? Or you are buying destruction? You are buying pain. You are buying sorrow. You are buying sickness with your time. Bow down your heads as we pray. In the mood of prayer, I will read the scripture. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, 15. Please meditate on that as I read it. For it is Ephesians 5. Give us verse 15. Be very careful then how you live. Not as unwise, but as wise. Verse 16. Making the most of every opportunity. Because the days are evil. Summer. God is giving you opportunity. He said, today is a day of salvation. The time for salvation, the time to be redeemed is now. I want you to talk to God this morning. Father, where I have lost my time, grant me the grace for redemption. Help me to redeem my time. Father, where I have bought wrong things with my time, I repent. I repent. I want to invest my time positively for the kingdom, for eternity.